Here's some news to warm you up this second week of February. Baseball is coming soon. Spring training starts next week in Florida and Arizona. And yesterday in the Bronx, New York Yankees first baseman Jason Giambi began warming up for what's sure to be as regular a feature of his season as batting practice, questions about steroid use. Sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal joins us, as he does most Fridays. Stefan, let's do a little background first. A couple of months ago, the San Francisco Chronicle reported details of federal grand jury testimony in which Jason Giambi apparently admitted to using steroids. Walk us through this.
Right, that was the Balco case that's involved other baseball players, including Barry Bonds and Gary Sheffield, as well as athletes from other sports, including track and field. Based on the leaked testimony that the Chronicle published, Giambi was the most explicit of all the athletes in admitting steroid use. He said that he did it before and after signing a $120 million contract with the Yankees in December of 2001, and that's made him the poster boy for baseball's steroid problem, and that's why the Yankees staged this elaborate press conference yesterday that, not surprisingly, was very short on details.
Yes, and this is a case where what he did not say was almost as important as what he did say. He said he was sorry, but he didn't say what he was sorry for.
He said he was sorry four or five times. He did say that he testified truthfully to the grand jury, but he didn't say what the testimony was. He said he had let down fans, the Yankees, media, teammates. He said he wasn't a bad person. And for this, he and the Yankees were mocked in the New York papers today. The New York Post said on page one, he's no Yankee, he's a Dodger. But what do people expect? Giambi still may have to testify in the Balco case out in San Francisco. He's only got limited immunity from prosecution. The Yankees front office apparently spent the winter looking for ways to void his contract. They still owe him about $80 million. Now, even if he wanted to come clean, and I think he probably does want to because he's a player who is sensitive to his public image, you know, if you're Jason Giambi's lawyer, there's no way you're going to let him talk.
So why have a news conference at all?
I think it's an attempt on the part of the Yankees to preempt or at least minimize what's going to be a circus around Giambi at spring training down in Tampa. This way, reporters are notified. Don't bother asking because he's not going to talk about it anymore.
Meanwhile, Giambi's former teammate from the Oakland Athletics, Jose Canseco, will appear on 60 Minutes this weekend promoting a new book. It's a book where he names names. He fingers Giambi and several other big-name players as steroid users. It seems that this issue will never be put to rest.
No, I don't think it's going to. And as for Canseco's allegations, look, we're never going to know for sure whether these guys did or didn't do what Canseco says in this book that they did, because there's no way to test blood from 1998 or 2000. Short of admissions, no one is provable guilty, but I think everyone in baseball is a fair suspect in the court of public opinion. Fans, though, haven't shown that they're overly troubled by all of this stuff, at least measured by attendance and TV ratings, but I think that's beside the point. Baseball still faces a much bigger question, and that's why managers and front offices, as some people have admitted, knew or suspected players were using steroids. Why did they allow it to go on for so long?
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks, Stefan.
You're welcome, Michelle.